This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the social hour.
Live from the Spokane Comedy Club, it's the Social Hour After Dark with Deese Casillas. Tonight, comedian Corey Michaelis. We have some fun with the crew from the Black Label Brewing Company. And music from Ashley Pyle. And now your host, single white male in search of more beer, Deese Casillas!
What's up, Spokane? How you guys doing? How you guys feeling tonight? Thank you for coming out, guys. All right, it's been a fun night. Give it up for Folger, give it up for Corey. Black Label guys, Ash, everyone going to see tonight. It's going to be a fun night. Thank you very much for coming out, guys. We're going to get right into it with the news. Recently from my homeland, L.A., there's a scandal rocking the LAPD. A detective recently filed a complaint against her superior officer, alleging that he released revenge porn after they broke up. Yeah. Pretty serious stuff. When reached for comment, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti was quoted as saying, "Yeah, but no black people got shot, right?" Okay. All right. We're good then. We are good. Well. Portland man was got trapped in a Burger King bathroom for an hour the other week. He went to the restaurant, had some food, and then he went to use the bathroom, and the door handle broke off, and he was stuck in there for an hour. Burger King spokespeople said, to be fair, most people spend way more than an hour after eating Burger King in the bathroom, so that's not a big deal. Over the holiday season, the movie Bird Box was released on Netflix. You guys watch that? Couple of you? Yeah. It broke records. It was the biggest streaming original Netflix movie of all time, right? It also created a new craze called the Bird Box Challenge, where people try and go around their lives blindfolded the whole time, right? People who saw the movie said they wish they would have known about this before they saw the movie, so they didn't have to sit through that piece of shit movie. It's really bad. Don't watch that shit. There's an app that's being developed, guys. It's an app to help track depression in teens, right? It's a pretty good thing. The app works like this. It's on your phone, and what happens is if it makes sure if you've listened to a Post Malone song, then you are depressed and probably stupid. So that's what determines. A headline recently read, guys, male sex robots with unstoppable bionic penises are coming this year. It's an article about male sex robots. A company called Real Doll that makes female sex robots is now going to be making them for women. Pretty nice for you women, right? Also being released this year, my autobiography, Male Sex Robots with Unstoppable Bionic Penises are coming this year. So you can get your advanced copy tonight if you want. A woman who claimed she was God robbed a mail truck at gunpoint and then fled the scene on a tricycle. I'd like to solve the puzzle. What is Florida? Why does everything crazy? We should just trade Florida for Puerto Rico, right? Just get it over with. Also, guys, in local news, a couple weeks ago, there were widespread 911 outages across the state, causing quite a bit of panic. After everyone kind of checked out, figured out what was going on, they were reported that the reason it was down is because CenturyLink's service was down, which just goes to show that even the government can't afford Comcast service. So, yeah. But that makes me think about The Purge. You guys know the movie The Purge? When that happened? What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, technical difficulties. Comcast is down again. Comcast is down again. Oh, there.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted.
Trouble,
government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Oh, well, gee, that was kind of weird. What the hell was that? I don't know what the hell that was. Holy shit! Let's go purge! What the hell?
Purge!
Are you doing the purge?
Purge!
Okay, well, why don't we talk about it? Tell me about the purge.
Purge!
We're doing the purge thing, huh? You're doing the whole, you got, God, I didn't know we were really doing it, huh? You got the whole, you got blood on you and everything, too? Is that, you killed some people already, or?
Oh, no, this is just sundae syrup.
You're making sundaes.
Made ice cream for our crew.
Oh, that seems really sweet, actually. It seems really nice.
It got messy.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. But you're going to go purge. You're going to go do crazy things, right?
Yeah.
How'd you get down, you came downtown, you got down here?
Well, first crazy thing, parked,
yeah.
Didn't even pay the meter.
Oh, it's Sunday. You don't have to pay the meters on Sunday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, you don't have to pay. Did you double park at least, or?
No, I'm not rude.
Well,
I don't want to ruin the chance for other people to get parked.
All right, I guess that's.
And purge. Purge!
Yeah, that's pretty edgy, I guess. So what are you doing purging? What's on the agenda tonight?
We're going to go to a few grocery stores.
Ooh, are you going to, poison the food there? Or what are you going to do, just kill everyone?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do something horrible. We're going to, Funfetti frosting?
Ooh, yeah, you're going to poison it and kill a bunch of kids.
Actually, we're going to take out all the sprinkles.
And replace it with poison.
No, just the sprinkles. It'll be vanilla. Just vanilla.
Okay, I guess that's boring. I mean, if people don't like vanilla, that's true. I mean, some people prefer it, I think, but Okay. Well, I mean, that's a start. I'm sure you're ramping up to the big stuff. What else? What else are you gonna do?
We're gonna go to McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And, going to lots of people there. You can kill. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, sort of. We're gonna finally learn what's in the secret sauce.
Murder's in the secret sauce, right? Blood and murder. Is that what?
No. There's just a debate. It might be Thousand Island dressing.
No.
So we're gonna figure it out.
Okay.
Purge.
Yeah. Okay. Purge. But then once you're full and you're all ready, full, you're energized. You're gonna go really do the malicious stuff, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good. Yeah. I mean, let's get in. Yeah.
It is a cleanse.
Okay.
And also, speaking of, I got some.
Yeah.
We're gonna cleanse ourselves in the purge. So.
Is that?
Would you like?
Is that Purex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
It's cold season.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, I guess that's.
I would.
That's actually kind of nice of you. This isn't like.
Purge!
Okay. This isn't poison. It is just Purex. Okay. It's just.
Blessed be America.
Thank you, I think. Okay. So then what? I mean, you're going to have all night to just purge and just tear shit up.
Yeah, we're going to go to NBC.
Okay.
We're going to go to...
kill someone on air, right? Live and make everyone want... Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay,
we're going
to
go to SNL.
Okay.
SNL, the part there. And we're going to cut down all the skits that are over 3 minutes long.
What if they're funny? What if they're good?
There will be no skits longer than 3 minutes.
Okay, I guess... won't that throw off the commercial break times a little bit?
Blessed be,
okay,
America, purge.
All right.
We're gonna kill George Lucas.
Oh, that's just nice. That's a good. Okay, you're gonna kill George Lucas, and then I mean, is he still alive? Okay. I mean, that's kind of crazy. What's the really crazy? I feel like we're getting to the big stuff. I want to hear what the.
We're going to take over the United States Postal Service.
There you go. All right. And send everyone bombs.
Yeah, well, sort of. We're going to go to the mail. We're going to get the mail, and we're going to get everybody's Avista bills.
Yeah.
And we're going to send them early. And they're going to pay them early, too. And then their budget's going to be 3 days off.
That's
purge.
Wow. I mean, I guess that would be inconvenient for a few days, but they're still going to have their power. They're going to have like Avista is still going to have power.
Yeah, I mean, what? I mean, without power, people couldn't see us. Purge.
Yeah, that's true. You make a good point. Okay. I mean, so I got to be honest with you. So far, I'm not. That impressed with the purge. I feel like you're not really going for it.
You heard about the funfetti thing, right?
Yeah, I heard about the funfetti thing. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a couple disappointed kids.
And adults alike.
That's okay.
We're going to take the fun out of the funfetti.
It's just going to be fetti.
It's going to be just fetti, Mark.
Okay. Well, that sounds nefarious, I suppose. I mean, is that the worst thing you're going to do, or...
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
The worst thing, we're gonna get jobs.
Okay.
At dry cleaners.
Okay.
And we're gonna work there for a while.
And lace all the clothing with anthrax, so when the people get it back, they breathe in and all die.
No, we're gonna dye everything pink.
Okay.
Purge.
I mean, I think Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming up, so that probably.
No, pink's the color of purge.
Oh, pink's the color. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm excited to see what happens. I guess, guys, buy your funfetti now before it goes bad. Anything else, or was that?
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
We're going to get the secret formula.
Okay.
For Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And then we're just going to hang on to it for a while and just let them know.
Just that you have it, you don't make it, you don't bootleg it and sell it yourself, you don't make a big batch and take it to the Super Bowl and give it to everyone and then they all die, or?
No, 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 that would be ridiculous. That's also a lot of work, I mean.
Yes, that's true. All right, well, not very, I guess, guys, watch out tonight on your way home.
Can I plug my book?
Sure, yeah, what's the book?
Oh, the book? It's called Paddington 5.
What's it about?
Oh, well, it's about a lovable bear named Paddington Bear.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
I'm familiar with, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, so yeah. I've been working on it for a while. A small crew of us have been, and we're going to make it only 13 pages long.
Oh, because it's an unlucky number.
Oh, no, no, just kids are dumb. And they
okay, all right.
They can only read that
well,
much.
I guess.
But we've worked really hard at it. We did a lot of the illustrations ourselves.
Okay. Are they bad illustrations so people at least, you know, get bad art and a shitty... Or they pay you, you get your credit card number. I see what it is. You get their credit card number, and then you steal all their money, and they never get a book.
Exactly. They are not going to get a book for about 7 to 12 days. That's how long shipping takes.
Okay. That's... All right, well...
Purge!
Okay, guys.
Blessed be America.
All right.
Let's all cleanse!
Guys, like I said, be safe on your way home. Thanks, thanks to Purge Guy. Thanks, Purge Guy.
Purge!
Purge! You're probably going to be okay on your way home, guys, I think. Guys, our next guest coming to the stage is probably not going to purge tonight, but you never know. Things happen. He recently released his debut comedy album. It charted number 2 on the billboards called Collage Dropout. Please give it up for the very funny Corey Michaelis, everyone.
Trying a new thing, you guys. No, fuck, I can't do that. That's stupid. All right, I'm glad to be here. How you guys doing? Doing good? Who's drinking tonight on a Sunday? Perfect. Designated drivers? Oh, one dude just raised his hand angrily. He was like, fucking me tonight. Awesome. That's not a great ratio, though. You're taking everybody home? What the fuck? How are you doing that? So glad to be here. I have a creepy confession to start shit off. Very creepy. The other night, I went online and bought my fiance. That's it. She'll be here in a couple days from the Ukraine. Can't wait, man. Fucking Amazon primed her. Free shipping, obviously. Me and Anastasia are going to have a good life, and I cannot wait. After a show recently, a woman was like, that's disrespectful to Ukrainian women. And I was like, oh, that's not what I'm trying to do, right? So I did a bunch of research, and it turns out it's a joke. Don't come to a comedy club if you don't like jokes, you dumbass, right? Go paint landscapes and drink wine like a nerd at Pinot Palette. Not here. Don't do it here. I don't know. Been dating. No kids. No kids for the ex and I. Oh, that's not true, by the way. I don't have a fiance. I'm single because I married my high school sweetheart and she didn't. So, it's fine. I still use her mom's Safeway club card to get discounted gas. So, I think I fucking win. Would you like 40 cents off today, Mrs. Davis? You're goddamn right I would. Yeah. You guys know you can use someone else's phone number and get their discounts? You can use my ex-wife's mom's, 425-337-2167. Please send her tits and tell her we're fucking, too. That'd be great for me. That'd be really great for me. I don't know. No kids. We couldn't even have cats. Fucked that up. I lost custody of the cats, and I deserved it. Before I start the story, I'd just like to say the cat lived. So if we could all just get on board with that shit right now, that'd be great. We're all on board. Everybody hear that? I'll say it one more time. The cat lived. Because we had two cats. We had two cats, 7 legs. which if you're any good at math, you know that's not enough legs, right? I accidentally cut one off with a lawnmower. The cat lived. I said accidentally. I didn't chase after it. Like, get back here. Come here, fella. He was sleeping under the lawnmower, and I did not know. I started it. Heard a terrible sound. Lifted. The cat lived, bro. Lifted it up. The cat rolled out. His arm hit my car. Then it hit the ground. Then he looked up at me like, what the fuck? Why did you do that? Sorry, bro. So I was driving to the vet. I was carrying his leg the whole way. Like, can you reattach this? And they're like, no, throw it away. And I was like, the cat? And they're like, no, the leg. And I was like, oh. So now I just have like a really lucky keychain. And unlucky, I guess, technically. The cat lived. He's fine. They pulled out his bones and all of his cartilage, sewed him up. Actually, they stapled him up. And now he's just a little tripod running around. He just like does. He still tries to use it sometimes, and he like to cover up his shit. He's like, oh yeah, and he looks at me like, oh yeah, that's right. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, you lived. I don't know. His name's Mike D. We named him after one of the Beastie Boys. We had two cats, MCA and Mike D. Right? Kind of fun. Mike D. Now my brother calls him Mike 3. That's rude, but pretty funny, if we're being honest. No kids. I have been giving my lesbian friends my sperm. Not like as a gift. Not like, hey, Merry Christmas. This is what boys do at the end. I don't know what girls do. I haven't figured it out yet. They asked me for it because they want to have a baby, and they thought that I'd be a good donor, which, you know, save money on haircuts or some shit. I don't know what they were thinking, but I think they could have got someone better looking. But they went with me. Because I was local, I think, is what happened. I was 5 minutes away, so. They asked me while we were all drunk, which I think is not the way to do that at all, right? You can't ask someone that serious of a question, because they just go, hey, you want to go back to our place and make a baby? And I was like, oh my God, yes, I do. I've been thinking about it all night long. Oh my God, let's go. And then we got there, and they handed me a Dixie cup, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah, that makes more sense. You just want my sperm. All right. Because I've never been in a threesome before. I've been close like 1 or 7 times, but I've never had one. One time, a woman kicked another woman out of the bed. She sent her away. She's like, you got to go. I was like, oh, shit, I agree. I've been a real nuisance. I put my clothes back on. They're like, no. She's like, no, her. And I was like, her? Yeah, fuck you. What? Really? It was so crazy. I walked that girl to her car because I don't know. My mom was very specific about that when I was growing up. You always walk a woman to her car when she gets kicked out of a threesome. She said it all the time. It was on a magnet on the fridge, which is weird. But I didn't walk a woman to her car last week and found out the next day that she got mugged. I know, right? Do you know how upsetting it is to realize I could have also been mugged? Oh, my God. It's scary out there. So anyway, I'm at my lesbian friend's house, and they really set the scene. They lit candles and shit, but they did it in the future baby's room, so there was a crib there. I was like, this is really not doing it for me. They're like, do you need anything else? And I was like, yeah, your Wi-Fi password. I could use that. I'm not jerking off to your crib, so... I make a deposit and then I go home. I don't stick around for the next part. I don't know what happens. You know what I mean? I don't know if she does a headstand or if there's a funnel. I don't know what happens next. I want to be like an uncle. That's how I want to be involved. I think that's a good level of involvement. I don't want any custody issues. My mom's very nervous about that. She said, what if both women die in a car crash? And I was like, Jesus Christ, that is dark. But a fair question, right? You got to consider that. I was like, well, I guess if they both die in a car crash, then the baby was probably also in the car. So, no custody issues. Right? You're not going on joyrides leaving your baby at home. You're a bad mother. And you're a lesbian. You're the worst mother. So, kidding. I love lesbians. It's all tongue-in-cheek, just being silly. Yeah, I don't know. The irony of me not having any kids is that right now I live with a 4-year-old girl, which is not just me and her. I should point that out. I saw you guys looking at me like, oh, that's weird. I rent my house out to a couple. They have a 4-year-old daughter. She's very sweet. Pretty lazy, but real sweet. She doesn't do shit around the house, but real sweet. We all share the home. I'm on the road a lot. My name is Corey. She calls me Coey. Oh my God, how cute is that, right? Coey. Because she can't say her R's, because she's an idiot. She's got a small brain. She's kind of retarded, but we're working on it. Super cute. Coey, do you have a girlfriend? No, because I don't want one. Which is what you tell people when you can't fucking get one, right? Last week she was confused. Coey, if you don't have a girlfriend, then why did I see you get into the shower with a goal? That's a great question. Because she was dirty. She's a dirty girl, and I had to clean her privates, so. Well, if you didn't like that one, you're going to fucking hate this one. I would suggest earmuffs on this one. Because she also has secrets. She calls them secrets. I leaned down the other day. Her parents were in the room. And she goes, what were you doing to that girl in the driveway? And I was like, oh, that's not a secret. That's a question. And a secret. Your parents are right there. Shut your mouth. Because I doubt you know what fingering is. So. You guys finger, right? It's the best way to find the G-spot, fellas. 2 inches in. Up a little bit. Size of a quarter. Feels like the inside of your cheek. We have some lesbians in here to back me up. What's happening right now? I love there are going to be guys in their bathroom tonight going, holy shit. I had no idea. All right, I don't have time for the joke, but I will tell you that I do. This is so weird, but I'll do it anyway. I need to make money. I have shirts that I sell after the show and an album that I sell after the show. And the shirt, this is not going to make any fucking sense. It doesn't matter. It says community collage because I teach high school and kids don't know how to spell college. And I also have collage dropout and a couple collage graduates left. Collage dropouts are for the Cougs. Any Cougs? Okay. And I have an album. It did reach number 2 on iTunes and Billboard because it was the only album released that week. I think that's probably why. Fuck Weird Al. I didn't even know he still did comedy, so... I have a CD, I have a download card if you decide that you want to get to that. And now we do some more shit, right? Do I stay up here? I don't know how this fucking works. Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Thanks so much. Dees Casillas.
Keep going for Corey Michaelis, everyone.
Purge.
He's doing
Purge.
All the bits. Oh,
I got
tonight.
Called
Purge,
to the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, you got like you get the panel.
All right, panel. All right.
So I feel bad you didn't get to tell your joke about the community collage.
Oh, I didn't have time to tell the joke. Doesn't matter. They're not going to buy a shirt. Doesn't matter.
Guys, buy a shirt.
You get 2 free tickets to a future show if you purchase anything from me.
It doesn't even have to be this show.
Yeah.
It could be a better show.
And you can purchase anything. Shirt, CD, my pride, whatever you want to give me money for. I'll
Definitely support comics. Yeah, you do get 2 free tickets to a future show if you buy anything. So Corey will be over there after the show. Or just stop by and say hi, at least. We always like to talk to people afterwards. So, Corey was here all weekend. He's a stapler on Northwest. God, you've been traveling all over, though. Southwest, like in Arizona, Hawaii.
I go down there a lot of the West Coast stuff because nobody knows who I am. So I just go where they've had me before. I did go to Pakistan. I did comedy in Pakistan.
Oh, that's right.
For Pakistani people.
It's for Pakistani people or for the troops?
No troops. Fuck them. Wow. Hate the troops, right?
It's a bold statement.
All right. Shit. Irony. Okay. No, Pakistani humans that speak Urdu and English.
Okay.
And so there's like 150 a show for 3 shows. And they're like, hey, you can say anything. And we were like, I don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure that's not accurate at all. And then the host goes out and he goes, watch this. And he goes, Karachi, Pakistan, how the fuck are you doing tonight? And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's, maybe we can't say anything. He said, just avoid religion because you won't do it right. And we were like,
yeah,
deal, I'm not going to try.
They have some different ideals over there, I think.
I've heard, but it's crazy how little people know about that area of the world. They're the most hospitable people in the world in Pakistan. It's amazing.
What was it like there? I mean, did you get to go around the city at all?
Yeah, it's huge. 25 million people, fifth largest city in the world, and we saw probably a tenth of it.
Yeah.
And there's beaches, and they're gross, and there's... million-dollar homes right next to the most desolate thing you've ever seen in your life. Still kind of rebuilding. And one of the guys did do he looks like Jesus, and he came out. We wore traditional clothing on the last night, and he came out, and he goes, I am Jesus Christ. And they laughed. It went over okay. And then he goes, thank you for leaving your city the way I left it in rubble. So... It was a pretty good joke. They liked it. So they just need to connect. Just like any audience, you need to connect with the material. Like you need to make some connection with them. So a one-night stand joke is just not going to go over very well because they don't do that, really. Yeah. And if they do that, they aren't going to laugh about it next to their sister because then their sister will think she's a slut.
Yeah.
So they're not going to laugh about it. But one of the guys did a joke. It was not a great joke, but it was dirtier than anything I really do. And he said... my buddy just got married. He waited 3 years to have sex until the wedding night. So for 3 years, stickiest handshakes ever. And it's an okay joke, but it's just a cum joke.
Yeah.
But it killed because they relate to the idea of waiting until their wedding night to have sex. So you can be dirty. You just got to be relatable.
That's dedication to a religion.
That's my dating advice, too. Dating and relatable.
Yeah, they only do it for the virgins in the end, right?
Was that?
They only do it for the virgins in the end. They're like, I will wait to bang you because when I die...
Who wants to bang a bunch of virgins, though? Especially virgin dudes. Ugh, right? Right, what woman's waiting for that? Like, oh, I can't wait to get a bunch of virgin dudes.
I'm not sure the girls get as much...
To awkwardly lay on top of me.
Yeah, I don't think the girls get as much in their religion as the guys do, I
feel. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know.
They get like a different heaven where you don't get to drive or vote or...
Oh.
You know, so...
I don't vote.
It's the better version.
And I take Uber everywhere. Sounds great.
So tell us, how long have you been doing comedy for?
10 years.
10 years. What was it for you that got you into it to start with?
I was a high school teacher. I didn't talk about it, but I was a high school teacher for 12 years, and me and my buddy thought we were funny, and so we took a class. I got started by taking a class, and then thought I was going to do it once, and then just didn't stop. Sorry. that was a funny laugh. That was like a not on board laugh. That was like I don't know. So then I did it for about 7 years while I was while I was teaching and married.
Yeah.
And then got rid of that whore. And no, she's great. She's my really good friend. We talk all the time. That's true. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, that's the laugh of we also just don't divorced fuck. Man.
I don't know.
That's I feel you. I get you.
We're buddies. But once you don't have someone who's relying on your income and your health insurance, you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want. And so I was like, I'm going to give comedy a shot full time. And then they give you a year off as a teacher in some school districts to just do whatever you want. And see if something else is better for you. And then after a year, they're like, hey, you want to come back? And I was like, I do not.
Yeah, turns out I don't like this anymore.
Turns out sleeping in till 3 p.m. and doing dick jokes for a half hour is way more fun.
Yeah.
No
health insurance, though, for
I don't
sure.
give a shit.
Definitely
I don't
no
know.
Health insurance.
I wear condoms. It's fine. ladies, this guy, whatever. Yeah. You know, I don't...
I like that your only issue with health insurance is like STDs.
Condoms.
You're like, STD is the only thing I worry about.
Well, I'm not going to have an L&I claim.
Pneumonia? No problem.
I did cut my finger the other night closing my tripod, so that might be. I'm going to sue this club.
All right.
I want to meet that laugh.
All right. Corey, with all my first-time guests, I like to do a little little thing we call the rundown.
Okay.
This is a series of questions I have developed over the years that I think says a lot about someone without saying very much. Okay, so please answer honestly. There is, yeah, that is, it is a lie detector in that seat. So.
Sure, okay. I'll tell you whatever you want. I don't care.
We got sodium pentothal if we got to hit you with that to get the truth out of you.
Okay.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted, all expenses paid, you don't have to pay for anything, but you have to travel with the person you hate the most in life, where would you go and who would that person be?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Singapore.
Singapore.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I bring a bunch of gum with me. And then, because they...
I feel like this has been planned out already.
Yeah, yeah. And then just like... the person that I'd hate the most is also dumb, so it's like perfect. Okay. So just be like, hey, just chew gum and put it anywhere, you know, that kind of thing. Like, just like America, right. You know. And but who would? And the person I would take, the person I hate the most in the world, like, okay, I'm sorry, this is shitty follow-up questions, but like, someone I know personally, or just any human that I hate.
The world is your oyster. Whoever you.
Oh
want.
Shit. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's more fun if it's someone you know, but
oh.
You know, it can be. You can say like Dick Cheney or something.
Oh, someone I hate that I know. This is Comedy Club Booker in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a real fucking douche, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd get him out because it's a good little club, and so I would take him with me. And I think I could get him stuck there.
Could you trick him into the gum? Trick him into the gum thing?
Yeah, definitely chew gum.
Perfect. Next question. If you could have one...
That was hard.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to be like, do you like butt stuff?
It's going to get harder.
All right, what's next? Come on. It's easy. Yeah.
Butt stuff, giving or taking, what is...
Oh, both.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's small enough and there's no fingernails, you know what I mean?
Male G-spots, like, it's never mind. We'll talk about
it. Prostate glands. 2 inches in, up a little bit. Feels like, I don't know, but...
Feels like the inside of a peach. I don't know. Not one that's right.
Not
it doesn't
the pit.
Matter. Yeah.
All right.
maybe the pit. I don't know. Anyway, if you could have one pizza for the rest of your life, any toppings you want on that pizza.
Hawaiian. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you guys.
But
pineapple.
Now that's the only pizza you can eat
pineapple.
For the rest
Put
of your life.
Put fucking pineapple on it.
Is that it?
That's and bell Hawaiian? Peppers.
Then you never get
fuck.
To have another pizza.
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
What? Oh, like a place?
But that's the only pizza you can ever eat for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Why? Wouldn't you just do that follow-up question for every... What one word could I say to have you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It will.
All right. Yeah, it's my favorite. I love
okay.
it. I don't... It's very, very
Hawaiian,
good.
Hawaiian, huh? That's very...
Damn right.
Very
you know, because Hawaiians are known for their Canadian bacon.
That's right. Well, Canadians.
Kermit Appeal. I just stole a Kermit Appeal's joke. Sorry, Kermit, you won't watch this, but you don't care about this show. But hey.
He's a big fan.
He's amazing.
We had the
Someone was sad that a Seattle comedian who doesn't know you doesn't probably watch this show. Sorry to make you sad.
Yeah, he's,
but
he writes in. He actually wrote some of these questions.
Oh shit. Alright. Well
so he's
well, then I'm taking
the
him with
Kermit,
me to Singapore.
Come on down. We had the Purge guy here earlier, so you guys watch out again on your way home. He might put some gum on the sidewalk too. That's probably too nefarious for him. If you could purge for 1 hour, anything you want or legal, what would you do?
Do anything that's illegal?
You can, like the movie The Purge. Anything
I've seen
legal?
One, I've only seen one, but okay.
They're all it's the same.
Oh,
it's, it, does,
right.
It doesn't change. They don't like limit some things in later purges. They're like. They're like only kicking dogs, and now that's just one purge of just kicking the shit out of puppies.
wow, Jesus!
I didn't write it. I'm just talk to Paramount.
So I could do anything illegal. Why would I? I just feel like I would do fun things. Why would I kill people? I don't get that. I'd go. I would just get on airplanes and just fly wherever.
You can do that now.
I mean,
Southwest tickets,
free.
$59. Okay.
Just, well, that's, I would okay. I would just walk right through security. Just go on. I'd go to Singapore.
Have someone fly you.
I would just. This is all lame shit. I would like just drink lots of alcohol.
You're describing your life. Fly places and drink.
This is all free now. It's free. That's the point, right?
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's appealing to me. I would. Sneak into like concerts and sporting events.
Okay.
So hopefully it's like on a Sunday, Super Bowl like Sunday. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Perfect.
I don't fucking. Maybe I'd. I don't think having sex with a prostitute is keeping me from. I don't think the legality is keeping me from doing that.
Yeah, I think
that.
I don't. Yeah, I think $20 is keeping you from that.
Hmm. But again, it would be free, and I wouldn't go for the $20 girl. It'd be like the. 49 or yeah, whatever, you know.
I like the girl that's 49. Did you have change? I just have a 50. Yeah. She's got her change purse rolled out some quarters. All right. What's the last law you broke? Besides getting a hook.
I get a ticket every time I park in this lot. By the way, just call them and tell them, and they're like, all right, how long we were there? And you're like, 3 hours. And they're like, all right, $7. That's so if you ever get a ticket.
You can barter with them?
Mm-hmm, you just call Diamond Parking.
Are they,
and they
like a
fix
gypsy
it for
parking
you.
Lot?
Yeah, they don't care. They're really sweet. It's like the best. I've never, yeah. Usually parking tickets, they're all like bitches about it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, most recent lie I broke. I mean, just like speeding. I mean, fucking. But like bigger than you want bigger than that, don't you? Fuck, man, I don't know.
I mean,
oh, I steal from the airport. I steal from every airport.
Steal?
Just whatever food I want.
You steal food from the airport?
Yeah, because it's too much. So
how do you steal it?
Just put it in my pocket and walk out, and then get on a plane
you, like,
and
just
leave
walk
to
into
another
it, you,
city.
Like,
so
walk into, you like get in?
Go ahead, follow me for my trail mix. I don't
you just,
care.
You just like walk into a Chili's to go and.
No. Like the what's the Hudson News?
Yeah.
Just go to the Hudson News. And you just grab whatever you want.
Sure.
And then you put it down your pants.
Okay.
And then you leave.
And then you just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You never
because
been caught? Never been caught? Darn,
you could act indignant. Like, what are they? They're going to check down your pants? I don't think so. So I did the biggest one. Okay. This made me mad. You know how you have the dumb iPhone headphone thing that is it's not the jack, you know?
The dongle.
I needed the connector,
yeah,
right?
The dongle.
How
yeah.
much do you think that connector should cost?
Should cost or does
should.
Cost? Oh, like, they should be ostensibly, they should be free. They
well,
should, like,
but like
$5.
Like, yeah, $9, yeah. Bucks, $5. What, $49.99.
That's
know?
Fair. That's
same
fair
as
nature,
a hooker.
Yeah.
So so I didn't
tax
want
on the
to pay that,
jack,
and
though.
I wanted to listen to something, so yeah. What other choice did I have?
Sure.
Right? So I stole it.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. At Hudson News on Twitter. Tell him. I don't give a fuck.
This is
I'll be the comedian that got arrested for that. That'll go great, I think.
I think you're a hip-hop fan.
Sure.
What would your rap name be?
Oh, probably like X-Man.
X-Man, like
yeah.
The letter X or EX?
Or Professor X.
Professor X.
Yeah,
okay.
Professor
I thought you were
X.
Taking, like, like AKA Caitlyn Jenner or something like that. What is your
wait? Why? What?
X-Man.
Oh, yeah. Formerly a man.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
I don't know which way it is.
That's funny. I didn't get it. No. Like I was a teacher and like that guy on the thing.
There already is a Professor X. Though.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. But he's not a rapper.
No, there is a rapper, Professor X.
Oh well, then I'd kill him.
Okay.
And
during
the
purge.
God
the
damn
purge,
it! Fuck you. Yeah. And then
taking
an
illegal
be...
flight to after you stole some headphones.
But see,
listen to his music.
So Xavier McDaniel, anybody? Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking badass. All yeah. right, so I grew up. So your porn name is what's your porn name or is it your stripper name? Your porn name's like the street you grew up on,
and your first dog,
your
or
first
something
dog
like that.
Or something, first pet. All
first
right,
pet.
So a lot of people are like 164th Street, you know, Fluffy, which is like a bad. Porn name.
Simply, it's like a 70s porn name.
Mine's Xavier Samuel. That's
okay.
pretty good.
That's not
that's
bad.
A fucking,
yeah.
with three X's, that's
yeah,
a good.
That's pretty tough.
I mean, the street wasn't three X's. I added that. So I just, there's some Xavier X, that whole thing, I think it's fun.
Okay.
So maybe right. some Professor XXX. I don't know. Something.
All right. Last question.
I heard something. I don't know what it was.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Okay. So it's Regulator.
Oh, I know this,
by
actually.
By Snoop Dogg.
I think last time you were here, we did this.
Sorry, Warren G and Nate Dogg. Yeah. I don't know if I said Snoop Dogg. Nobody enjoys it.
Last time you were in town, we did this.
Nobody enjoys it. They all just stare. And then most of the karaoke company fucking things, they don't do the last part, you know? I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk. On a whole new level. The rhythm is the bass, and
the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-funk, where rhythm is life.
And life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this. They don't have any of that at the end. Is that crazy? That's the best part. Not the best part, but the fun part. And they don't have it. So that hurts it too. I need a new one.
You know, I actually...
In the air tonight, maybe. Phil Collins.
That's a big jump.
Similar genre.
So you think, same. So, all right.
Nah, Regulator Ass, right. My go-to.
It's a good one. All right.
Monterey tonight after the show. Let's
there you go.
Go.
So Sunday. Yeah, Monterey.
No, I'm kidding. Fuck yeah. Monterey. Gamers after the show.
That's right. We'll do our own karaoke. We'll just put it on the jukebox.
We'll just
go.
Yeah. All right. I could pick a song right now. I'm gonna play Regulator right now over there.
Over there, gonna blow their minds.
You guys know you can do that. 425-337-2167.
Okay. Before you go, tell people where they can find you on social media. We've got a new podcast coming also. Tell people about that.
So I just recorded an episode. I've recorded 5 episodes. I'm hoping to release a podcast called Stripper Whisper, where I interview dancers about their real life and a little bit of the stories about the club behind the scenes to try and, like, you know, hang out with strippers, I guess, is my only reason for the... No. I think it's interesting. It's very similar to stand-up in the performance aspect and the behind-the-scenes aspect. Lots of cocaine. And
with strippers? Wow. Not strippers, I know. That is a...
I also... But those dumb stereotypes. I think humanizing women in the sex worker industry is kind of a cool thing. It's probably better if a woman would do this podcast, but they didn't come up with the idea, so fuck them. I came up with the idea, so I went to State Line Friday night, and it was a great time. Ladies, if you go to State Line, it's on the State Line, and you're willing, they will take your top off on the rail, and you will have your boobs out.
If anyone wants to go tonight, so fuck gamers, we're going to State Line. All right.
Just so you know, I've heard. actually, guys, too, I suppose, if you want to take your shirt off, probably could. You'll get kicked out, though.
All right, and social media, where can people find you at?
At Mr. Corey Michaelis, it's spelled Michael, I-S, on all of the platforms. And yeah, I come back here a lot, and I'm going to be in Coeur d'Alene in the summer as well. And yeah, I'm around.
All right, there you go,
guys. Thank you so much.
All right, give it up for Corey. Make sure you go say hi after the show, okay, guys? Keep going for Corey, guys. All right, thank you. All right, guys. Before we go any further, our next guests are going to be up in just a second, but we do have a shot special for the evening. It is a butter beer. It is whiskey, root beer, and butter shots. They are just $3 this evening. So, guys, who wants to get drunk? Does anyone want to get drunk and do a shot? Yeah? $3. If you want one, raise your hand. Keep your hand up. Server's going to come around. I'm going to do one with you, so let's all get drunk and have a good $3, guys. It's going to be a great time. Just have your... I can't see out there. I don't know if anyone's raising their hand or not. But hold on to them, and once we all get them, we're going to do them together. How's that sound? Big cheers for the whole crowd here. How's that? You guys can do that? All right. Perfect. You guys are awesome. There you go. Chris will be around in just a second to take your order. All right, guys. Our next guests, they have my favorite brewery in town. They're about to celebrate their 4-year anniversary. Please give it up for Dan Dvorak and Prince Leonard from Black Label Brewing Company.
So that was
hello.
Different guy, get that one. Yeah, can you reach over there?
Yeah, I got you. So okay, now we're cool. Gonna bore the fuck out of you. So just deal with it.
These guys,
ask one question. What was that, like a millennial purger?
Yeah, he's. I know, right? Because hipster purge. Just want to do.
We want to do stuff, but we're like too lazy to do real stuff.
Yeah, the '80s babies would rip the shit out of the purge. '70s babies and stuff, right? Is anyone in here that old? Two people. Okay, cool.
It's like, what the hell?
Because we had an imagination. We didn't just have internet porn. We had like exactly. things. Yeah, we were just busy like banging our avatars.
We had Cinemax porn.
Right. Yeah. I told.
It's a little scribbled up, a little.
Yeah, you're through the lines. You were beating off to side boob from I Claudius like PBS. I didn't grow up where these guys. Dan, you grew up in Spokane. Prince, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, Pittsburgh.
So Seattle things, I don't want to hear it.
I grew up in L.A. I grew up in L.A., but speaking of porn, I told someone this the other day, and I think you guys are going to agree with me. As a young man in the 80s, there was a thing called Woods Porn. And it was just a magazine from like the Some Jugs magazine from the 70s.
Woods porn?
It ended up in the woods. Nobody know how it got there, but we all used it. And, you know, you sat back to back with your friends, no eye contact, like gentlemen. And you looked at it. When you were done, you put it back. And it was just there for you.
It wasn't just out there for everybody. You had to share it.
Well, yeah, everyone, yeah, people, it was like communal porn.
It was communal porn.
Yeah, it was just the neighborhood porn.
You just
like
stuck
everyone
together, you just don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go on to the next one.
That's right, see? Three different states, different places, and we all know, it's Woods porn. It's now you just have internet porn. It's,
I know.
Yeah, there's no like quest to find porn.
Exactly, exactly.
It's too easy. It's fucked up, honestly. Anyway. Kids all have it way too easy now.
I know.
Anyway. Like,
with all these vaccines.
How y'all doing tonight?
Woo! So these guys, Dan's one of the owners of Black Label. Prince works there. He handles all their marketing. There's coming up 4-year anniversary, right?
Yes, sir.
On January 26th, you'll be celebrating it?
Correct, yeah.
So guys, put that on your calendar. Go down there down on Main.
$4 beers all night.
$4 beers all night.
Saturday.
That's right.
On down.
That's right.
Live music.
Who's playing?
Somebody.
Somebody's playing music.
You already forgot.
Somebody's playing, I promise.
I'll be there. I'll tell some jokes. It'll be fun. So what got you? I mean, I knew you're homebrewing before, but what got you? I mean, 4 years. Did you ever think you were going to make it to this point? Or?
No, not at all. Honestly. We were just brewing in the garage and having fun. My buddy Steve, him and I started the place, and we have a younger family, my wife and I have a smaller family along with him, so we have kids along the same age, so we just brewed beer and hung out. And
when you have kids, you want to drink, so.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's like part of the thing or something.
It's like kid drops out.
You can't have
out,
a kid without
boom.
Drinking.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get your permanent drinking card once they pop out.
So what are some of the things that have evolved with the brewery? Because if originally it was just kind of small, and you guys have events every week, you have music, we've done comedy there. I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, with us, we started, like I said, in the garage, and then we moved over to the brewery that we're at now, and it's been evolving. Now we're about 4 years into it, and it's crazy how fast time is flying by.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
What are, I mean, long term, what's, do you guys have anything upcoming with the brewery? Expansion or wanting to, any goals down the road?
Definitely expansion. Okay. I mean, we're outgrowing the space we're at right now. If we don't stay there, we'll go to another space.
Yeah.
That'll be a tap room, like a satellite tap room kind of a situation. But I don't see us, getting too crazy, but
yeah.
we want to be Spokane's brewery.
Yeah. Have any of you guys been there? All right, okay.
You guys got to come down. Come on.
You guys got to come down.
Come on.
It's best brewery in town.
In fact, Ashley, just
town.
Say that you came to this, and I'll give you $1 off a
exactly.
pint.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Come down.
If you go on the 26th, you're down to $3 a pint now.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, oh, shit, math.
Let's not go that far. Come on.
So when you were creating beers, like I'm a huge craft beer. Any craft beer fans? I mean, some of you guys have been to breweries, stuff, but big beer. I assume Spokane's big beer.
Are you all Budweiser fans?
Who drinks Bud?
By the way.
God damn it!
Oh man!
Come on!
No, so So I saw that bullshit commercial was like the not for the many, but for the few.
Sure.
I was like, fuck you! I'm like, bullshit. It's like your mass sucks.
Right.
I would rather drink my local shit than your bullshit.
Well, absolutely. But, well, yeah, it goes back to the community,
or
too.
Or Budweiser brews the beard the hard way, you know, which is a bunch of
suck-ass way.
Bullshit! Just to let you guys know.
So this is a question I always like to ask beer people, though, because everyone has some guilty pleasures. What are some of actually, like, bad, like, shit mass beers you do like or you can drink?
I was a Coors Light guy from the very freaking beginning, and that's where I started. But since then, I mean, I don't know. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of different beers out there. Rogue is what got me into the whole micro scene, and, you know, Degael is, it still is one of my favorite beers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so for, like, millennials and pearl clutchers, ear muffins. So for me,
earmuffs.
Earmuffs, here you go. So my first beer at the age of 6 was a Miller High Life 10-ounce pony.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And my first one, hooked on beer ever since.
Hooked up, yeah.
Miller? Really?
The High Life. Champagne and beers.
That didn't give you diarrhea for like 3 weeks? Because
no, it just
God,
made me want
to
drink more beer.
I cannot drink Miller. I've never been able to drink that.
You know, the first thing I ever got drunk on was a 40 of Old English.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was 7 years old. Yeah.
Brass monkey.
So my cousin, I grew up in L.A. with a big Mexican family. My dad has 14 brothers and sisters. My cousins, I had cousins who were like 20, 25, and one of my cousins, Michael, was a cholo, and he used to, he thought it was funny, he wanted to get me drunk, and he did. I got real fucking drunk at 7 years old on Old English, and to this day, I still like Old English.
Oh, my God.
I will still drink it.
I will, too.
You remember St. Ides?
Oh, yeah, St. Ides.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good Lord. St. Ides was the fucking drink.
Too many pass out nights for that one.
Then you got sugar gut, too. It's sort of sugar going on that one.
There was a time, I lived in Montana for a while, and there was this grocery store I lived right next to, and they were selling 12 packs of tall cans of Steel Reserve for $5.
Oh, God.
And you're like, like, I'm going to black out and make some mistakes tonight, I think, is what's going to happen.
That right there is just a gut bomb from hell that you're never going to recover from.
So
guys, Reserve? Come on.
Yeah, that is, it is teary up. It's not, it's reason I'll need like a liver transplant by the time I'm 40. So what's your favorite beer at the brewery? If someone were to go visit your brewery, what is the beer they should be drinking? God.
You go.
My favorite beer is our Reese's Red, which is probably the oldest beer we've ever had.
Yep. Okay.
My buddy Steve and I, who started the brewery, that was one of the earliest recipes that we've ever had. But other than that, the Burgundy Scotch.
Yes.
I'm on the malt side, so I'm not a huge hop head. And that's something you'll find at Black Labels. We don't brew just hop-heavy stuff. We do a lot of different things. Yeah. So come down, check us out. But I'm on the malt side of things, and I love the Burgundy Scotch. That's my beer.
Prince?
And I'm kind of on the other side. So my absolute number one favorite is our Fox Pale Ale. So okay. I'm on Untappd.
That's a good, the dry hopped one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's our Pale Ale. So I'm on Untappd, and I've logged that one into Untappd 165 times. That's how much I love that beer.
This week.
No doubt. Yeah, and then my second favorite, I know you asked for one, but the second favorite is the Black Days IPA.
Okay.
That one, that's my winter beer.
And that's
I drink
coming
that,
up, too.
Yeah, I drink that, like, every that time I'm at the, when I'm patronizing the brewery.
Well, it's funny that Dan mentioned the Burgundy Scotch, because I happen to have a crowler full of it right here.
Shotgun it.
That's some big dick beer right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to have a drinking contest with you guys and see who can finish one faster.
You don't want to do that.
Are you guys ready?
Give it to me. Hey, well,
I'm what you might call a professional.
So the story behind the Burgundy Scotch is it's so smooth. So we
They've seen me drink.
I do know
I frequent
these.
The brewery.
So we actually made the Burgundy Scotch after Ron Burgundy because it's just that smooth.
It's the Scotchy Scotch.
Scotchy Scotch.
And it's our Scotch Ale, so we love the Scotchy Scotch.
Let's see how much we can. See if we can get enough for. It's not going to be full ones because we might get pretty close.
There we go.
Pretty close at least. Who do you guys think is going to win? Me?
Well, I think we're all.
I would say it'd probably be the guy behind the mic.
The guy with the suit. He's the classiest guy on the stage.
That's a lot of beer, though.
I know.
Jesus, you son of a bitch.
I'll even take the big one. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not great at chugging beer, though. But I'm gonna.
I think you should take this one.
Yeah, take that one. We'll take the.
Take the smallest beer.
Yes. We'll take the big dicks, because that's what, you know, we have them.
All right. Guys, can we get a drum roll?
There we go. Come on.
On the count of three. Cheers, guys. Cheers. One, two, go.
It seems as though I've taken quite a bath.
All right, whatever. My bad.
I think Prince won.
So
I didn't have a little bit spill off my chin, too, so that doesn't work all that well.
Oh my God. Right.
Yeah. My bad.
Suggestion, guys. Savor that beer. All right, next we're going to get out the funnel and butt chug them. See who gets... Okay, no.
I was like, what the hell? I didn't sign off for this shit.
Are we doing the funnel one next?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to make it. Who's taking me home?
Me.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, it'll be perfect with that Phil Collins karaoke.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to sing some karaoke.
I can't play drums, but you know what? I could do a Phil Collins drum roll.
Pulling on my heartstrings,
not quite as awesome,
sure.
But it'd be a drum roll anyways.
All right. I'm just going to drink this tequila. That'll chase me. Okay. What are some of the beers coming up that people can look forward to?
We got some good stuff coming. We got a barley wine coming that's barrel-aged. Sitting around 12% right now, too.
Wow.
So if you're wanting to get boozed up, then
I do.
You go. But we've got...
Man up!
But we've got a Doppelbock coming, too, so... If you want to get boozed up, then there you go. That's going to be around 9%.
All right.
Other than if you don't want to get drunk, we do have a Kolsch coming, too. That's a nice little, you know, easy drinker. And
a little more sessionable.
Yeah.
You know, easy going. Okay. Quiet out there.
But we're all about getting
drunk. I'm just kidding.
So come on down.
All right. And tell us again, tell them where people can find you. You're in the Saranac Commons. What's the address there?
19 West Main. So we're right in between Brown and Division on Main Avenue.
Yeah, right across the street from Zola's. You guys know where that's at, right?
Yep.
Ooh, sure, I'll take one. Yeah, we'll take one. Yeah.
I think we all kind of have to take one now. It's kind of one of those things.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Does everyone have theirs? Oh, my God. You guys are...
Wait a minute. What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to burp into the microphone.
What is the deal with you and all this swallowing, bro?
What's that?
What is it with you and all this like fast swallowing?
Oh, it's just you know, comedy doesn't pay that much.
So what am I drinking here?
I have no idea. I believe it is whiskey, root beer, and butter shots.
All right,
butter shots.
I don't know what that butter schnapps shots.
What the fuck is butter?
I have no idea. All right, guys. All right. Thank you to everyone who's
Merry New Year. Yes.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers to you.
Cheers,
all you out there, because you're amazing, and thank you. Come to Black Label.
But yeah, you
come to Black Label. Okay. All right, guys. And where can people find you on social media? Prince, you handle all that.
Yeah, we're on the grams. We're on the books. We're on the twits.
All right.
And we're going to update our website. And we have a lot of events going on, so follow us. You'll see what we're doing. I think, February, we're doing Cabin Fever down in the Palouse area.
Yep.
And Cabin we're looking Fever. To win that a second year in a row. And then, okay, who likes Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
All right. So every year we do a Girl Scout competition where we pair our beers with cookies. So if you look on our site,
it's pretty awesome.
It's usually in the fall, but we've won 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
So
keep making five.
Yeah. So make it five, guys. Come on.
Next time,
come down.
Check us out.
And let me tell you something. Those Girl Scouts can drink too.
Trust me.
They are.
They really can.
After they smoke a
bunch
of weed.
Really surprising, honestly.
Drink a lot of beer, eat a lot of cookies, and we always win.
Perfect. All right. Find them on Facebook. Follow them, guys. Go check out all their events and drink some of their beer. All right? All right. Thanks, guys. Give it up for Dan and Prince.
Thank you
very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to fall off the stage.
I can't take him anywhere.
Hi.
Keep it going for them. Buy them another drink or have a drink with them. All right, guys. Before we bring our last guest up, we have a quick commercial break. We'll cut that and we'll be right back with our last guest.
Mo Betta Products, a proud sponsor of Major League Baseball, the all-segregated baseball league. Now white people stand even less of a chance at sports. Major League Baseball this fall. We bring you a whole new service. This ever happened to you?
Party rock! What up?
Someone's in here.
Sorry, bro. This is gonna be a wild one. Oh god. Oh, Jose, can you? Hey man, you don't mind if I vape in here? Gotta puff some big ass clouds.
Actually, I do mind. Fire code says you have to be 25 feet from the building, even with electronic cigarettes.
Dude, check it out. It's every Arnold scream from every Arnold movie. Dude, check it out. Check it out, man. You can grab it. Come on, just grab it. I've got it before.
Stay on your side. What are you doing? I don't want to see that.
Whoops.
What is going on over there?
You got any other toilet paper over there, man? I just ran out.
You literally just threw toilet paper at me.
Yeah, but all I got's this shitty one-ply.
Yeah, well, I don't have other toilet paper over here. It's the same toilet paper you have.
So that's a no?
Yeah, definitely a no. I didn't bring my own toilet paper.
All right, whatevs.
You know what, that's it. I'm calling someone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm at Lucky's Bar downtown. Stall on the left. Be here right away? Perfect, I need it.
What the? No, oh, God, what the? Oh, what is going on? What the heck? Where am I? Why am I tied up? Where am I? What's going on? What's going on? Look! It's you!
You fucked up.
Wait, what happened? What?
Fucked up.
I'm sorry, it won't happen again. You gotta let me go. I got kids. I'm doing night school. I'm gonna be a better person.
It won't happen again.
What are you... Yeah, you're gonna let me go? You're gonna let me see my...
No more annoying restroom visits with Bathroom Bouncer.
Thank God that's over with.
What the fuck are you doing in the women's bathroom?
Hey, can you come back in here? I got another problem.
If that ever happens to you guys, you know who to call. I'll get you the 1-800 number. all right, guys. Our last guest of the evening, a good friend of mine, great musician around the area. Please give it up for Ashley Pyle, everyone. Keep going for Ashley. Do you guys know Ashley? Or are you just excited about the name Ashley? Oh, okay. Cello kit. Yeah, she's going to play the cello for you. She probably can. Ashley plays like a million instruments.
Probably.
How many instruments do you play, Ashley?
14.
14. Yeah. Do you count the recorder also and like the kazoo triangle, or are we just... Is it,
no, but in that case, call it like 30. No,
30, okay. What's the hardest instrument to play?
To play well or to play at all?
Well, I mean, yeah, I will say play is playing well.
I'll say banjo.
The banjo?
Both categories.
Do you play the banjo?
Ish.
Okay.
Do I play it well or do I play it at all?
Well, I mean, I could strum a banjo.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So can I.
So, yes, you do. Yeah, okay. Now, you have a new album coming out, right?
I do.
Tell us about it.
I'm so excited for it. Oh, perfect. My God. I'm corresponding with the dude that's mixing it right now, and we're about halfway through. We're going to have just like a get drunk and edit the crap out of it session soon. And it's called the APEP, because Ashley Pyle EP. Yeah.
They get it.
It's coming out sometime in February. Had to push it back, but
it's
I'm an excited like toddler about this.
Where can people find it when it comes out?
Hopefully immediately I'll have physical copies available. And then soon, just as soon as I can, all major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all the other ones that I'm not tech savvy enough to know about.
Now, what was, this is technically your first album.
Technically. Yeah.
There's some lost tapes out there.
Well-hidden tapes.
What was the inspiration for this album?
You know. God. I write a lot of love songs. I write just kind of anything that falls out of my head. Ironically enough, I mean, the only planning I put into it was making sure none of it was in the same key, so it sounds different, and it's a good mix, but there's a lot of breakup songs.
A lot of breakup songs. You have a lot of breakups, or is just one breakup you wrote a lot of songs about?
Oh, there's a lot of breakups.
Oh, you're like Taylor Swift. Just every is a lot of, do you talk shit about your exes?
No. They're mostly on the I miss you side.
Three no's means yes. When you're like, no, no. No. Fucking yeah. A lot of talking. Fucking talking a lot of shit. How many songs are on the new album?
Six.
Any upcoming shows where people can see you besides right here tonight?
Yeah, I
Whole
wrote
list?
Them down because I had to check my phone. So January 18th, this Friday upcoming, I'll be at... the Forza Coffee Shop in the GU district.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 7:30. And then the day after that, the 19th, I'm up in Deer Park at Winterfest playing at Deer Park High School in like the main area, commons, I don't know.
I didn't go to high school.
Around 3, somewhere between 3 and 4, like 45 minutes.
Is that after school?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, they don't do school on Saturday? When do kids go to school now? I don't know.
Yeah. And then the day after, I'm at the PIN for the local Give Back Sundays. They had one of those today.
Okay.
It's Sunday.
It is Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have school today? No?
No, it's still Sunday.
Still Sunday, okay. So how long have you been doing music for?
How old am I now? Like 17 years now.
17 years?
Yeah.
What was the first instrument you learned how to play?
I learned to play piano when I was 5. I told my mom I wanted to play the guitar, so she put me on piano. And I've just been picking stuff up whenever I can.
Is your mom a musician?
No.
So why did she go to piano instead of guitar?
Because she read that it was the gateway instrument.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the pot of musical instruments.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So 17 instruments you know how to play. 14. Oh, sorry.
17 years.
I just added a couple. 14. What, name some of them for us.
I'm starting with my main ones. I mean, piano, flute, guitar, ukulele, viola.
Ukulele is guitar, though, right? Come on. I mean, that's...
No.
Are they separate?
Yeah.
It's just a smaller guitar.
No.
Can you play that? Can you play that comically oversized, like the Mexican guitars, the ones that are too big for no reason?
No, I'd love to play those. I think that's just a bass, though.
Is it?
But prettier, like. Okay. They just look different. I don't know.
Do you play any other instruments on your album, or just the guitar?
Yeah, I actually play besides drums because I'm like garbage at the drum set. The dude that's mixing it, Jeff Bell, is playing drums, but. I'm doing multiple flute tracks. I do 3 harmony vocals over myself because I'm an only child. I grew up singing to my own recordings. And then there's 2 guitars, and I play bass on it. And
wow, like a one-man band.
Yeah. All right. It's not realistic to how I sound in person because I'm one person.
Sure, you can't. But, yeah, you're not like, you're like Bob Dylan. cymbals between your knees, clapping them.
Yeah, right. I once got compared to Bob Dylan, actually, at this one gig at, I think it was just like a outdoor, like a patio bar, and this super drunk lady comes up to me. She's like, you know, you remind me of like young Bob Dylan. Like you, like your storytelling, you're not much of an instrumentalist. I was like, whoa.
So like Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
You tell stories. You're like a fable teller, like an old sailor.
I like my words, but I think I'm good at other stuff too.
All right. Well,
you know, it was a little
maybe it's inspiration, right?
Breakups? No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, tell people where they can find you, and then let's hear a song. So where can people find you on social media?
Primarily Facebook, Ashley Pyle Music. It's P-Y-L-E, whatever. That's mainly where I am.
Okay.
I can barely balance my own life.
Okay.
But,
perfect.
Yeah, I have a Snapchat. I have an Instagram. I just recently linked my Instagram to my business Facebook. So.
Okay.
It's only recently music.
So it'll start.
It
start
still has all the
over
old pictures of me in middle school, like posing in front of the mirror, like just like.
Yeah, scrub those for when
all
you get
really
professional.
All the really inspirational quotes. I mean.
All right. Well, we're gonna hear a song. Is this an original?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna plug. We'll plug this in here, and we'll use that guitar. Yeah. You can use that.
Mute something soon. Do not pull. Come on now. Don't do that to me.
You got it.
Right. Okay. It's gonna be a really intimate, hunched over kind of thing. That's good. Oh, what am I playing? I'll do this one. This one's called Bird's Eye View.
I've been here so long, I am part of the scenery. Can't remember how it feels to be inside. How it looks and how it smells and what it sounds like. Cause right now I hear the birds and they're calling each other by name. And they're calling the flowers they say. And they're calling me today. I've got nothing better to do than get a bird's eye view of me and you. The clear sunshine sky, with a blanket, a bottle, and visions of tie-dye. Night is approaching, but here we stay. Should be going. At the break of a new day, I know we will hear the birds, and they're calling each other by name, and they're calling the flowers they say, and they're calling me too. They have got nothing better to do than get a bird's eye view. Oh, cause right now I'm calling their name as a welcome to stay here today. Sing or singing, I'll learn and I'll play. Try to sing back up to the most beautiful greetings to you and your bird's eye view. Cause right now I hear the birds, and they're calling each other by name, and they're calling the flowers the same, and they're calling me today. I've got nothing better to do than get a bird's eye view of me and you.
That. Thank you so much.
Ashley Pyle, everyone. Keep it going. Keep it going for her, guys. All right. And look out for her album, the APEP, dropping in February. And say hi to her after the show. Woo! Yeah. That's right. Got that whole, yeah, it gets a whole, like, cello case and the whole thing. I'm in a Purell again. I think I shook hands out there. Some of you people, I don't know what you're doing with your lives. Give it up for Ashley again as she, you guys, again, say hi to her. Follow her on social media, Pyle of What? That's Pyle, P-Y-L-E. Very talented. Happy to have her. Okay, guys. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for being here, guys. Before we go, every month when we do this, we like to remember those we lost the prior month. And it's we call it in our segment, In Memoriam. But, In Memoriam. So this month, guys, we remember the United States government. Listen, they had a good run, 229 years, okay? That's a solid run. You got to give it up for them. It's not bad, right? Yeah, give them a hand. It's not 229 years. That's a good run. I mean, hell, they did way better than the Russian Democratic Federative Republic, which in 1918 was essentially founded at lunchtime and dissolved after dinner. So they made it way longer than them. But really, we don't need to have a government anymore. We don't have any problems, right? I mean, think about it. America's doing great. We fixed race relations. We solved immigration. We've ended the homeless problem. Our school system is in fantastic shape. Thank you for that one. America has no war. And we've built a rich tapestry of history and culture here in America. But really, guys, this government shutdown affects so many people. It leaves over 700,000 people out of work, including over 230,000 Homeland Security officers. Lucky for us, nothing ever bad has happened with the airlines. We barely need those guys, right? I mean, it's affected so many things. It's shut down the IRS right before tax season. The EPA, which honestly, I didn't even know we had anymore. It also got rid of NASA. How are we going to get Space Force now? Spaceballs, thank you. Spaceballs, Space Force, balls! I know words that go together. Thank you. You seem fun. You know, the more I think about it, guys, maybe it's better this way. We don't need the government. We're doing fine on our own. It's been over 2 weeks. I haven't noticed a difference, right? You know what? Now the more I think about it, maybe that purge guy was right. Maybe we don't need our government. We don't need them. We can just go do whatever. The purge. The purge. That's right, guys. We can go do whatever we want. We don't need our government. Go do whatever you want this evening. There's no laws. There's no rules. It doesn't exist. It's like Narnia or heaven or Social Security. It's not actually real. Thank you very much, guys, for coming out tonight. I appreciate all of you for being here. Please give it up for yourselves. If you enjoyed the show, follow us on The Social Hour. We do this about once a month here, and we do a weekly podcast called The Social Hour also. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Folger Emerson, Lucas Prom, Ronnie Taylor, Will Gilman, the Spokane Comedy Club, and everyone else for being here. Thank you again very much for coming, guys. Have a good evening. Get home safe. Go next door to Gamers after you stop by and say hi to Corey and everyone. Have a good evening.
Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios.